वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life and Death. Almost. Of Ajahnya. Text 30. Nishamya
Niyamanasya
Mukataha
Parikirtanam
Bartu
Nama
Maharaja
Harshada
Sahasa
Apatan
Nishaman Nishamya
Mriyamanasya
Mukato Hari Kirtanam Bharat Nama
Maharaja
Harshada Sahasapatam Shamya Miyamanasya Mukhato Hari Kirtanam Bharat Nama
Maharaja
Sahasapatan
Shamya
Niyamanasya Kato Hari Kirtanam Vartanama
Maharaja
Harshada Sahasapatan
Shamya
Mriya Manasya Tato Hari Kirtanam Sartu Nama Maharajan Arshada Sahasapatan He just did.
Shamya
Mriyamanasya Mukato Hari Kirtanam Artunama Maharajan Arla Sahasapatam
Nishamya Mriyamanasya
Shamya Mriyamanasya
Kato Hari Kirtanam
Bhartu Nama Maharajam
Harshada
Sahasapatam
Nishamya Mriyamanasya
Kato Hari Kirtanam Bhartu Nama Maharajam Nishamya,
Nishamya,
hearing,
hearing.
Mriyamanasya,
Mriyamanasya,
of the dying man,
of the dying man.
Mukataha,
Mukataha,
from the mouth,
from the mouth.
Parikirtanam,
Parikirtanam,
chanting of the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
chanting of the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Bharatu Nama,
Bharatu Nama,
the holy name of their master,
the holy name of their master,
Maharaja,
Maharaja,
O King,
O King,
Parashadaha,
Parashadaha,
the order carriers of Vishnu,
the order carriers of Vishnu,
Sahasa,
Sahasa,
immediately,
immediately,
Apatan,
Apatan,
arrived,
arrived.
Translation. My dear King, the order carriers of Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, immediately arrived when they heard the holy name of their master from the mouth of the dying Ajamil, who had certainly chanted without offense because he had chanted in complete anxiety. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur remarks, Hari Kirtanam Nisham Yapatam Katam Bhutasya Bhartur Nama Bhuvataha. The other carriers of Vishnu came because Ajamil had chanted the holy name of Narayana. They did not consider why he was chanting. While chanting the name of Narayana, Ajamil was actually thinking of his son, but simply because they heard Ajamil chanting the Lord's name. The order carriers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, immediately came for Ajamil's protection. Hari Kirtan is actually meant to glorify the holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities of the Lord. Ajamil, however, did not glorify the form, quality, or paraphernalia of the Lord. He simply chanted the holy name. Nevertheless, that chanting was sufficient to cleanse him of all sinful activities. As soon as the Vishnu Dutas heard their master's name being chanted, they immediately came. In this regard, Srila Vijayadvaja Tirtha remarks, Anena Putra Sneham Antrarena Prachinadista Balad Udhutaya Bhaktya Bhagavannama Sankirtanam Kritam Iti Snarate. Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan because of his excessive attachment to his son. Nevertheless, because of his past good fortune in having rendered devotional service to Narayan, he apparently chanted the holy name in full devotional service and without offenses. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhiti Namana Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaura Vari Pacharane Divisesha Sunya Vari Pascharcha Deva Sitarane Om Vangyanam Timbaran Dasya Kananjana Kuchala Kaya Chaksur Unmilitam Chainam Asmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanshakalpa Kudvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyabacha Kitanam Avanitya Namaha. So in the previous two verses, we hear how three ungainly persons showed up. The Yamadutas, they're described. They look like punk rock band, basically. except they have ropes instead of guitars. And so he sees them and he becomes full of anxiety and calls them their names. So he chanted in this way with tears in his eyes. He chanted the name of his son. He's looking at him and he's playing. He mentions specifically there are three, Prabhupada says in the purport, because one sins by body, mind, and words. And does not mention here how many Vishnu Dutas came. So then the Vishnu Dutas come.
Vishnu Chakravarti says it's four because it's four syllables, not I.
Okay. I knew somebody would say something like that couldn't go unremarked upon. Yeah, so four Vishnu Dutas, one for each syllable. And so here's this wheel find later on that the Yamadutas had never before in their lives seen the Vishnu Dutas. Now, how would they? Because the Vishnu Dutas only come to take somebody who's sinless. And so they never meet. They just deal with different categories of people. But this is a strange situation where they happen to come together. It's unusual. Very unusual. So the Yamadutas never saw them before. But these messengers or servants, Parshada, associates of Vishnu, they show up immediately, he says here. This part is actually added by Prabhupada. Who had certainly chanted without offense because he had chanted in complete anxiety. This is not in the Sanskrit, Prabhupada adds it here too. Sometimes he takes things that are in purports from previous authorities and puts them in the translation. But here he quotes too. Prabhupada says that because he was in anxiety, he was calling, it says they chanted Prabhupada says he chanted without offense. And here he says it wasn't exactly proper. He says, because, notice this is very interesting, Hari Kirtan is actually meant to glorify the holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities of the Lord. This is a sequence. Nama, Rupa, Guna, and Lila. Sometimes when it says Nam Adi, this means this sequence. And according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for a sadhaka, this is the sequence in which revelation takes place. When chanting becomes pure, there is a revelation of the name. That is to say, the pure name, Shudanam. The name is revealed. Then Rupa, then Krishna's form is revealed. Then Krishna's guna, all his various qualities, characteristics, and then finally his lila. In this order, this revelation takes place. And so the holy name really encompasses all of these, and it really meant to glorify all of them. Prabhupada has pointed out that the names of Krishna are simply names of his qualities, his character, his relationships. Yashodanandana as a name that involves his relationships, or his lila. So many of the names are lila names, and they have in them different other devotees. Relationships are included. So all of these are glorified. Even the names all mean something, and they're not just nonsense syllables designating someone. They're meaningful. So he says, so the holy name is meant to glorify the Hari Kirtan, is meant to glorify the name, form, pastimes, and qualities of the Lord. Ajamila, however, did not glorify the form, qualities, or paraphernalia. So these other things are missing. So it's just, in other words, because of the way he chanted, it was not going to lead forward to anything else. It was just the name. So it's without offense. Here he quotes from Vijayadwaja Tirtha. It wasn't without offense, but in the beginning of the introduction to the second chapter. Uh, Prabhupada says, I think it's here, maybe somewhere else. He says, in summary, although the sinful Ajamil meant to call his son the holy name of Lord Narayan, even though chanted in the preliminary stage, Namabhasa was able to give him liberation. Therefore, one who chants the holy name of the Lord with faith and devotion is certainly exalted. He is protected even in his material conditional life. And so earlier he says, he calls this a glimpse of such chanting. So although it was not offensive, it was also not pure. This is the intermediate stage. And he calls it here his Namabhasa. I'll show you someplace where... the Prabhupada talks about this. Yeah, Prabhupada says in a this is in a class in Bhagavatam in Hawaii 74. He says there are three stages of chanting. One, chanting is with offense, beginning. There are 10 kinds of offenses. We have described many times, if we chant with offense, that is one stage. If we chant offenseless, that is another stage. And if we chant pure, offenseless is not yet pure. You see? So one way to say you can be offenseless but not pure. You're trying to make offenseless, but not yet offenseless. This is the description of this. At least what Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls Shraddha Namabhas, for those who are chanting with faith. There are other forms of Namabhas, like Ajami Yoga. But when there is pure chanting, that is success. Nam, Namabhas, and Shuddhanam. Then he mentions Chaitanya Charitamrita, Haridas Thakur, and a Brahman discussion. So by chanting, we can come to the highest state of perfection. In the beginning, there may be offenses, but if we try to avoid the offenses, then it is Namabhasa. Namabhasa means not actually pure name, but almost pure. Namabhasa and Shuddhanam. When one chants Shuddhanam, name, holy name of God, then he's on the platform of loving platform of Krishna, that is perfectional stage. And in Namabhas stage, not impure, marginal between the pure and offensive, that is mukti. You become mukta, liberated. And if we chant offensively, then we remain in the material world. Says later on in the second chapter, he says the purport, the eighth verse in the second chapter. previously when engaged in sinful activities to maintain his family, Arjamil chanted the name of Narayan without offenses. To chant the holy name of the Lord just to counteract one's sinful activities or to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name is offensive. Namo bhavadyasya hi patta buddhi. We sin on the strength of chanting. But although Ajamil engaged in sinful activities, he never chanted the holy name of the lion to counteract it. You see, if there had been this element of ulterior motive or calculation, then it would have been sinning on the strength of chanting. He simply chanted the name Narayan to call the sun. Therefore, his chanting was effective. Because of his chanting, because of chanting the holy name of Narayan in this way, he had already vanquished the accumulated sinful reactions of many, many lives. In the beginning, he was pure. But although he later committed many sinful acts, he was offenses because he did not chant the holy name of Narayan to counteract them. Well, that was one point there. Here's this with Haridas Thakur. There relates a time where Mahaprabhu met up with Haridas Thakur. This is in Ancha 3. He says, "My dear Thakur," Ancha 3. This is text 50. "My dear Haridas Thakur, in the age of Kali, most people are a yavana, bereft of Vedic culture. Therefore, they're called yavanas. They're concerned only with killing cows and Brahminical culture. In this way, they all engage in sinful acts." You may notice, by the way, that Brahminical culture is under attack. I mean, people don't know what it is, but basically, ideologically, it's under attack. Just parallel to cow killing increasing more and more, so is Brahminical culture. The idea of what an intellectual should be, what is knowledge, and all these things, all completely under attack. "How will these yavanas be delivered?" Mahaprabhu said. "To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way." Haridas Thakur replied, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy. You see the conditions of the yavanas in material existence. Because the yavanas are accustomed to say, haram, haram, they will very easily be delivered by this Namabasa." This is in the Namabasa in the Bengali. "A devotee in advanced love, ecstatic love, claims, O my Lord Ramachandra, O my Lord Ramachandra, Ha Rama, Ha Rama." But the yavanas also chant Ha Rama, Ha Rama. Just see their good fortune. Harara is the Urdu word for unclean or abominable, like a pig or something like that. Muslims call it to be abominable. So they say this is an Urdu word. Namacharya Haridas Thakur, the authority in the chanting of the holy name, said that the chanting of the Lord's holy name to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of Namabasa. Even when the holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed. For a Malecha who is being killed by the tusk of a boar and who cries in distress again and again, haram, haram, attains liberation. What to speak of those who chant the holy name of veneration and faith with Shraddha. This is a Sanskrit verse, this example. Tam Sri Damstra Hato Mlecho. So I don't know if it's Sanskrit, but it's from the Nishringa Purana. It says, Ha Rami, Kuna, Kuna. He says Ha Rama again and again. Killed by the tusk of a boar, the Malecher, Haram, Haram, again and again. Bhapi says evil, Muktim Apnoti, Kimkuna, Shodaya Dinam. But what if people want a chance? That's from Shastra. And then he gives the example. Ajamil was a great sinner during his life, but at the time of death, he accidentally called for his youngest son, whose name was Narayan, and the attendants of Lord Vishnu came to relieve him from the bonds of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. He continues, the word Rama consists of two syllables, Ra and Ma. These are unseparated and are decorated with the loving word Ha, meaning O. The letters of the holy name have so much spiritual potency that they act even when uttered improperly. The word here is Vyavahita. And then there's a long quotation here from Padma Purana, which is included in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. If a devotee, now we're switching over to devotees again, if a devotee once utters the holy name of the Lord, or if it penetrates his mind or enters his ear, which is the channel of oral reception, that holy name will certainly deliver him from material bondage, whether vibrated properly or improperly, with correct or incorrect grammar. So when little kids go, you know, they chant the Hare Krishna mantra, they don't pronounce it correctly. Joined or vibrated, whether it's or joined or properly joined or vibrated in separate parts. O Brahmana, the potency of the holy name is therefore certainly great. However, if one uses the vibration of the holy name for the benefit of the material body, for material wealth and followers, under the influence of greed or atheism, or in other words, if one utters the holy name with offense, such chanting will not produce the desired result very soon. Therefore, one should diligently avoid offenses in chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So in other words, somebody who just accidentally says it without even any idea that they're really saying it will get namabhas. But somebody who has a smattering of knowledge of the powers of the holy name and chance in a kirtan to attract girls or something, you know, that person has less benefit or no benefit than the ignorant person. This is what seems to be the implication here. Then there's this verse has a long purport in the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatan Goswami, which Prabhupada boasts and translates here. And so there's I'll just read Prabhupada's translation. This is from Sanatana Goswami's report. So this Hari Bhakti Vilas verse. Suppose one is using the two words halam riktam. Now the syllable ha in the word halam and the syllable ri in riktam are separately pronounced. But nevertheless, the holy name will act because one somehow or other utters the word Hari. Similarly, in the word Raja Mahishi, the syllable Ra and Ma appear in two separate words, but because somehow or other they appear together, the holy name Rama will act, provided there are no offenses. So even if it's split up like this. This is an example of separation. He continues, the holy name has so much spiritual potency that it can deliver one from all sinful reactions and material entanglements, but utterance of the holy name will not be very soon fruitful if done to facilitate sinning. The holy name is so powerful that it must act, but when one utters the holy name with offenses, its action will be delayed. Not immediate, although in favorable circumstances, the holy name of the Lord acts very quickly. So then, going back to Haridas Thakur, Vinny says, Namabhasvaite Vaya Sarva Papakshaya. If one, Prabhupada translates, offenselessly utters the holy name even imperfectly. So it's offensive, but it's imperfect. Offenseless, but it's imperfect. One can be freed from all the results of sinful reactions. And then here in the text is a verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with a long meter, 2103. O reservoir of all good qualities, just worship Sri Krishna, the purifier of all purifiers, the most exalted of the personalities, worshipped by choice fortune. Uttama Shloka Mauli. Mauli. Worship him with a faithful, unflinching mind. This is a nice verse. Without duplicity and in a highly elevated manner. Thus worship the Lord, whose name is like the sun. For just as a slight appearance of the sun dissipates the darkness of night, so a slight appearance of the holy name, the word Abhasa is used here. So a slight appearance of the holy name of Krishna can drive away all the darkness of ignorance that arises in the heart due to greatly sinful activities performed in previous lives. It's quoted from the Bhakti Rasamrita, which usually means it's taken from somewhere else. 2103. Tam nirvyajam bhajagun nanite bhavanam bhavananam. The purifier of all of the purifiers. Tadha rajyam matir atitaram uttama shokamam tohyan antakarana tuhare antayan nama banor abhasuti prapayati mahapataka dvanta rashim. So he goes on, even a faint light, and then in Bengali again, even this Namabhasa, a faint light from the holy name of the Lord can eradicate all the reactions of sinful life. And then he quotes this very verse. I think it was this is a little later on. He had it also as Miryamana. While dying, Ajamil chanted the holy name of the Lord, intending to call his son Narayan. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? That's where they are, you know. He he says, because of even the faintest rays of the effulgence of the Lord's holy name, again this is simply nam-abhasa, the faintest rays of the effulgence, one can attain liberation. We can see this in all revealed scriptures. The evidence appears in the story of Ajamila and Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is his story. Then he asks about the plants and the trees and so on. Going through Jarakanda forest, you read all the moving and non-moving entities. And then he says, well, you know, Mahaprabhu says, in that case, the whole universe will become empty. What then? Parada says, like, don't worry, it'll fill up again. So that's the story. In that particular account. So in Harinam Chintamani, this is a translation I am loath to rely upon too much. Bhaktivinoda Thakur divides Namabhas, Chaya Namabhas, Pratibimba Namabhas, Then there's also this. I don't think we'll get into it. It's always a little confusing with this. With all these things, but so the point is that I've mentioned before. This is, I believe, the reason is that people who first come to contact with the Krishna conscious movement are able to chant a lot of Namabhas. But then later on, actually as you begin the process, then you have to start to become careful to avoid offenses. And if they're not, then suddenly it's Namapara. And they commit offenses. The primary example is somebody who first comes and gets involved, they tend to think that all the devotees are great souls. But then after a while you get to know them and see the few things that irritate you or something like that. Or you find out, you know, what this guy is doing like that. You hear the gossip and all that other stuff. And then it becomes, then you have to avoid Vaishnava aparad. Before you were just an idiot and protected, because really great souls kind of are able to appreciate good qualities of devotees and see them, even though they see the other things. They don't, because you also have to know who's good to associate with and who you should, you know, stay a distance from. One has to learn this art at the same time, not give offense. Because what is a devotee? That's the next question. What is a devotee? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a whole thing about this. What is a sadhu? Sadhu ninda is called in the list of offenses. What is a sadhu? And he says there's all these qualities listed, but there's one that's the swarup lakshana. All the rest are what was the Yeah, that's the lakshana, yeah. The swarup lakshana is surrender to Krishna. That's an attraction. Real wants to surrender to Krishna. There may be so many other things there that are wrong, but if that's there, then you have to say this is the side. Okay, you have anything to add to this?
Probable citation I just want to provide you here.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, justifying all the deeds of this This word mukha is all the same, all the same words from the verse. Here is katambu dasi, which means what is he like?
What way is Let me go back here. I lost the place. We're on text what? 30, right? Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I was just to make sense of what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying, and the whole thing. How do you hear from that? We shun the alpha from all words from the verse, and it's Kathambu Sasya. It just means that person referred to in the Genesis, what is it like? Bhagavad Nala Bhuvata. They have this word Bhuvata, where the word has Mukhata. So it's just another version of the verse.
Yeah, that's right.
The person who is chanting, having heard the name of the person who's chanting, having heard the name of the person who's chanting, instead of the way it's worded here.
Where is in this quote Vijaya Dwajjita the word he chanted in Bhakya, right? This is that's
Prachina Drishna Balad Udhutaya Bhakya. By that bhakti which has arisen on the strength of his previous other strength.
That Prachina, it's earlier. Okay. Some we had this discussion before. How much did the past? Predestination.
And it's just some vibe of the some feeling of Krishna and census, not actually some reading that was performed.
I think Angharas Dust Thakur is more radical. He's more radical, huh?
The question is for you. If suddenly this, actually putting the two syllables together doesn't matter. And if pronunciation doesn't matter, and if grammar doesn't matter, who in the world hasn't possibly accidentally chanted the Lord's holy name at some point? I mean, somehow, I can't imagine if there's a person who's gone through their life and hasn't at one point said a thought and another point said a thing.
They have to be fairly close together.
Okay. So it's not that the sentence is absolutely.
Because if they're separated too far, it doesn't work. It seems there's a certain, I don't know what the measure is. But if I say I'm going to Bala Kinwood to the Adorama, I think that counts. Yeah, that's right. That's what it was, the Ramada Inn and Bala Kinwood. Yeah, so maybe that word Rama, when it's crept in as Adorama, Beauty Rama, Ramada Inn.
Bolo Rama.
Huh?
Bolo Rama.
Bolo Rama.
And I guess the other question is how, so there doesn't have to be precise sandhis, precise juxtaposition but there has to be some sort of thinking of pronunciation. Is there also some borderline at which, my daughter.
Well, I think when he's talking about the pronunciation, it's more like somebody who's actually intends to glorify the Lord but doesn't do it correctly. That's my. I have to look again, but
it seems that if you don't intend it and you don't actually say it right.
Anyway, somebody listening, somebody has. Perhaps Prabhupada said it early. Has excuse this really nice thing he says. Although calling for his son, he was unknowingly chanting the name of Narayan, and the holy name of the Supreme Personality Godhead is so transcendentally powerful that his chanting was being counted and recorded. So somewhere people are counting, and somebody's recounting and reporting, and you know they got their rules what counts and what they count and what they don't count.
Yeah, probably because we're coming up to Ramadan, the same kind of thing.
But you know, Prabhupada was, when we had these scathing articles in Chicago about this, you know, the book distribution war in O'Hare Airport, which the devotees called O'Hare Airport. Prabhupada said that they showed him this horrible article, and he said, "Wow, no." He says, "Look how many times they say the name Krishna." You seem to think that was like good. I'd rather have said it another way, but anyway. Even though they were, this is another, even if it's all, somewhere else it talks about this, and Otter spoke in anger, like Shishupal, or in jest, or making fun, or doing these different attitudes, still counts. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, somewhere else it's discussed like that. That you sometimes, when it's uttered as a joke, or in jest, or you know, you sometimes you have like here's on people chant like that, mocking you, or just having fun, and pieces off. So something is happening.
This is first in the next chapter. Why do you chant the holy name? The Lord is immediately free from the actions of the negative things, even if you chant indirectly, you communicate something else, jokingly, for musical activity.
Yeah, okay, it's there too. Mm-hmm. Should have brought part of the keys after.